From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two suicide bombings in Afghanistan's capital Kabul on Monday killed at least 26 people, including 9 journalists. At least 50 other people were wounded, including 5 reporters. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
A deadly blast in the Afghan capital Kabul on Monday. And then, when journalists arrived at the scene, a second explosion. French news agency AFP confirmed on Twitter that its chief photographer in Kabul, Shah Murai, was among those killed. A number of other photographers and cameramen also reportedly killed or injured.
Correspondent David Doyle from Reuters, the Islamic State terrorist group, said it carried out the attack. It's the deadliest ever assault on media workers in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran on Monday of, quote, brazenly lying about its ongoing nuclear weapons development in violation of the 2015 international agreement that sought to limit Iran's nuclear program.
Iran lied. Victim.
Netanyahu says he has new and conclusive proof that Iran has been hiding nuclear weapons activity.
We've known for years that Iran had a secret nuclear weapons program called Project Ahmad. We can now prove that Project Ahmad was a comprehensive program to design, build, and test nuclear weapons. We can also prove that Iran is secretly storing Project Ahmad material to use at a time of its choice to develop nuclear weapons.
Netanyahu has long opposed the agreement, as has President Trump, who's threatened to pull the U.S. out of the deal. This is VOA News.